Go ahead.
All right, everybody, if you can hear me, we'll call the meeting to order. Mr. Baggett, would you like to make opening comments, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before we have a roll call, I just remind everyone, just like last week, given the nature of this meeting via telepresence, that when you wish to speak, please identify yourself. That goes for both everyone on the phone participating that way, as well as anyone who is in the county boardroom, so that everyone will know who is speaking, also so that we can accurately record who is speaking in the minutes of the meeting. If you wish to speak, please be sure to be recognized by the chair prior to speaking, and try not to interrupt anyone while they are speaking until you are recognized. That way we will not have any crosstalk where things can get a little confusing on a conference call. I think their rules are pretty easy to follow. Everyone did a great job, I think, last week. So if we can keep on that path, I think we're going to be fine. Mr. Chairman, is there anything else you wanted me to go over before?
I think you got it covered, Michael.
All right.
All right, Mr. Tanner, would you take the roll, please?
Before the roll call, I have to read the request for special Macon County Board meeting for the purpose of extending the proclamation declaring Macon County a disaster area for coronavirus response. We, the undersigned members of the Board of the County of Macon, Illinois, and constituting not less than one-third of the members thereof, hereby request that you, the County Clerk of Macon County, Illinois, and ex officio clerk of this Board of the County of Macon, Illinois, call a special meeting of the Macon County Board to be held in the Macon County Boardroom on April 23, 2020, at the hour of 6 p.m. for the purpose of extending the proclamation declaring Macon County a disaster area for coronavirus response, and for any other business which may properly come before the board. I will start the roll call, and I will go slow. Byrd?
Here.
Brown?
Here.
Buckner?
Here.
Cox?
Here.
Dawson?
Here.
Drobish?
Here.
Greenfield?
Here.
Gresham?
Here.
Hogan?
Here.
Holman? Mr. Holman? Jackson?
Here.
Joy?
Here.
Kraft?
Here.
Little?
Here.
Mattingly?
Here.
Nolan?
Here.
Oliver? Mr. Oliver? Rood?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Taylor? Miss Taylor? Zimmerman?
Here.
Quorum is present, Chairman.
All right, everyone, thank you again for calling in. I know these are trying times, especially trying to deal with this over the telephone. We just have a few things. Thought while we were going to go ahead and meet, we'll go ahead and take some of the appointments. The first one is...
Mr. Chairman, yeah. I'm sorry if I could interrupt. The appointments have been included on the consent calendar along with the resolution to convey deeds. It can be passed as a group unless any member of the board wishes to hear any one of the items or any number of the items independently. So in the absence of such a request, it can simply be moved as a consent calendar.
Okay, is there a motion to entertain that?
Motion to put them all on the consent and forward them on.
Second.
A motion has been made and second. Are there any questions? Mr. Baggett, do these numbers need to be read?
No, no, Mr. Chairman, they do not. As they are on the consent calendar listed in the agenda and the notice of a special meeting, simply reciting them is sufficient.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, reciting the fact that they're on the consent calendar is sufficient.
Okay. Mr. Tanner, do you need a roll call vote?
Mr. Baggett, I believe so, correct?
That is advisable given the nature of the telepresence meeting.
All right. Again, I'll go slow. Bird?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buckner?
Aye.
Cox?
Aye.
Dawson?
Present.
Drobish?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Gresham?
Aye.
Hogan?
Aye.
Jackson?
Aye.
Joy?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Little?
Aye.
Mattingly?
Aye.
Nolan?
Aye.
Rood?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Zimmerman?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Mr. Tanner? I'm sorry, you called Mr. Gresham before, despite the fact that I don't think he made the roll call. Will you call Mr. Oliver and Ms. Taylor just to be sure if they called in the meantime?
Mr. Holman and Mr. Oliver didn't make roll call.
I'm sorry.
Sure. Would you like me to?
I may have misstated it. Instead of Mr. Gresham, Mr. Holman.
If you Mr. call Holman, are you present? Mr. Oliver, are you present? Motion carries.
All right. Thank you, everyone. The second order of business is the special businesses. The first resolution is Z1221-04-20, Macon County Board resolution regarding case R-02-03-20, a petition for rezoning submitted by Evergreen FS Incorporated. So move.
Second.
A motion has been made and second. Are there any questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Anyone opposed? Motion carried. The second one is G5125-04-20. Macon County Board resolution approving expenditures from the Howard G. Buffett Foundation grant for the Special Response Team, SRT. I so move.
Second.
Second.
Motion has been made and second. Are there any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Ms. Dawson, I want to make sure you've changed your vote to the affirmative.
I didn't. I think it was Pat Dawson that.
Yes.
Present. I did not change it.
So you're voting present?
Present. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, the third resolution, G5126-04-20, Macon County Board resolution supporting fair housing. This is a grant. I so move.
Second.
A motion has been made.
I'm sorry. We're going to ask that someone here in the county boardroom second, just so that we can identify them more easily.
Second.
A motion has been made and second. Are there any questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried.
Ms. Dawson, are you still voting in as present?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
The last resolution, I understand there were a couple of questions about that. I'll let Mr. Baggett explain it before we call it for a vote. Mr. Baggett?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would I understand there are questions. I'm not sure what the questions are, so I would yield to any questions being offered.
Before we call it for
a vote.
Ms. Zimmerman, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the question is, I don't even know what we're voting on. We didn't see any kind of resolution or text or anything, so I think that's just what we were wondering.
Okay. The resolution, I would have understood to have been included in the packet. Did you not receive a copy of the resolution with your packet?
I must have missed it. I only saw the agenda.
Okay. I think that someone's going to attempt to email that to you right now. I can email. I have my computer here, and I can email. I apologize. I would have assumed that would have been included with the packet.
I can double check. I'll get my email.
In this one.
This is Pat Dawson.
Yes, Pat, go ahead.
I never got a packet.
She didn't either.
This is Linda Little, neither did I. And this is Patty Cox, neither did I.
Jim Gresham, neither did I.
I will read the resolution over the phone here, and I don't know if that will satisfy the board or not. Unfortunately, I mean, in the absence of, I'm going to still attempt to email it to you, but the best I can do right now is read it into the record.
This is Linda Little.
Yes, Linda, go ahead.
I would be fine if you would just read the resolution.
Okay. The resolution is as follows. Whereas, pursuant to his authority under the Illinois Emergency Management Agency Act, 20 ILCS 3305/11, the chair of the Macon County Board declared a state of local disaster due to the worldwide COVID-19 pandemic on April 16, 2020. And whereas said statute requires that the Macon County Board consider and determine whether to extend the state of local disaster not fewer than 7 days after such a declaration by the chair. And whereas since the initial declaration of local disaster by the chair, the number of Macon County residents who have tested positive for COVID-19 has more than doubled, and the county has seen its greatest single-day spike in numbers on April 22, 2020. And whereas the number of Macon County residents who have died from COVID-19 has nearly doubled since April 16, 2020. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Macon County Board, assembled in special meeting this date at Decatur, that for the reasons set forth above and for the reasons set forth in the chair's April 16, 2020 proclamation declaring Macon County a disaster area for coronavirus response, which is incorporated herein by reference, that pursuant to Section 11 of the Illinois Emergency Management Agency Act, the declaration of local disaster within Macon County, Illinois, is extended through and including May 30th, 2020, presented, passed, and approved this 23rd day of April, 2020.
Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Baggett?
Yeah, Laura, can you just explain to me, I just want to make sure I'm clear. So by declaring it a disaster county, what changes with that? What's different now that we're a disaster county versus when we weren't?
It will, my understanding, Dr. Zimmerman, from Tammy Esposito with the Emergency Management Agency and Jim Root with the Sheriff's Office, is that the declaration of local disaster opens doors with respect to the county applying for certain relief through the Illinois Emergency Management Agency as well as the Federal Emergency Management Agency. So basically, the declaration and the extension thereof, as long as the county remains a declared disaster area, it makes itself, I guess it makes certain reimbursement and funding opportunities through IEMA and FEMA available to the county.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Does anyone else have any questions for Mr. Baggett? If not, I'll call the motion. Well, I got to read it first, Mike. Where in the hell? G5127-04-20, Macon County Board Resolution to extend the proclamation declaring Macon County a disaster area for coronavirus response. I so move.
Second.
The motion has been made and second. Are there any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Ms. Dawson, are you still voting present?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
That's currently all I have. Mr. Baggett?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Tanner, to your knowledge, were there any public comments received by email submission before 4 o'clock this afternoon?
No.
Were there any emails received from office holders or other county employees that wish to have read into the record prior to 4 o'clock this afternoon?
No.
That is all I had, Mr. Chairman.
I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Motion been made and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you, everybody. Good job.
It isn't. It's not the full packet. The full packet didn't come through.
We didn't get the full packet. That is true.
Are we not?
I didn't either, I don't think.
The phone, I cut it off, yeah.
And they're